neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
The Birkat Kohanim concludes with Yisa Hashem Panav Elecha Yasim Lecha Shalom. So Rashi HaKadosh explains, what does it mean Yisa Hashem Panav Elecha? Rashi explains that Yichbosh Ke'aso, it means when the Kohanim that bless us, that Hashem will turn his face toward you. That means Hashem will hold his anger. So now, which is better? That the Kohanim will wish for us that Hashem will cancel his anger or hold his anger? So you have to talk to the Kohanim then. Because that's what the Rashi explains. Rashi explains,
you can't cancel
them
when you do teshuvah.
Say? When you do teshuvah, it gets canceled. So what does it mean, yichbosh ka'aso?
So Hashem hold it until you do teshuvah,
so it cancels. So now, here we learn also the mizmor that we repeat twice a day, right after Vayavor. Which mizmor is it?
82.
Chazal Baruch. Mizmor 25. Yeah, it says,
one of these days I'm
going to
get
it. Amen. It says, Chatat Neorai of Sha'ai Al Tizkor. Now we say in the Mizmor that we hope that Hashem will not remember our wrongdoing. So it would be better that the Melech Shalom would say, Shem Hop, right? To erase it. It says Al Tizkor. We say, or here, Rashi HaKadosh explains, when we say Yisa Hashem Panav Elecha, it means Hashem will hold his anger. So now, the message here is, what do we learn from here?
Hashem will hold his anger because if you do Teshuvah and he erases it, then you go again do something wrong and again erase it, but has to be there recorded, so okay, you don't repeat it. When you do Teshuvah, there is there.
No, you did Teshuvah, so why Hashem, you know, not just erase it completely. Inside, it says many people, they go through a type of disappointment because they say, you know, I was not keeping kosher, now I am. I was not keeping Shabbat, now I am. I was not putting tefillin, now I am. So how come things are not improving? No, we all have this question, right? So here, that's the answer is. The answer here is that the process called that Hashem will hold his anger. He's not going to erase it. So what does it mean that he holds it? So that means when you put a step forward, and like let's say, come to Mincha early. You decide, you know, to come to Mincha early. So then, that means the process is started. So now you should not expect that Hashem will just use his delete button and then erase everything. So that's why here, when the Kohanei HaKodesh, they bless us, they say, Yisa Hashem Panav Elecha V'Yichuneka. What does it mean? That you are very lucky that Hashem is holding his anger. Don't expect any more. That means to be honored that Hashem is holding his anger, that's the biggest matana, biggest gift. So then, that means you are given the opportunity that at the time that Hashem is holding his anger, then you do more and more and more and more mitzvot. So now here he suggests a very beautiful remedy. And he says, actually, there's a next process. And that is, he says, this Hashem panav elecha, v'yechuneka, v'yasem lecha, shalom. So what is it, v'yasem lecha shalom? Yeah, Rav says a very beautiful thing. He says that the biggest prescription, the one will be able to bring good gezerot for himself, bracha for himself. What is it? Because Rabbi Akiva, Alav Shalom, holds that there's a kelal gadol. What does kelal gadol means? There's a kelal, the general rule that is gadol. What does he hold? No. Rabbi Akiva Alav Shalom holds that there's a Kilal Gadol in the Torah. It says, Vahavta Liracha Kamocha. Right? What does it mean? Vahavta Liracha Kamocha. What does it mean? So now, Rabbi Akiva holds, not like Bet Hillel, that whatever that you don't like to be done to you, you should not do to others. Rabbi Akiva says totally different. What does he say? He says, V'ahavta le'ra'acha kamocha. You have to love who? Who?
Your friend.
Le'ra'acha means fellow Jew. What's the root after le'ra'acha? How do you say something that is not good?
Ra.
Yeah? He says, V'ahavta ra. No? That's what he says. He says, V'ahavta le'ra'acha kamocha.
You also say to Isha, Ra'ya.
That's not
No. That term that is used as a ro'eh, like a shepherd. Because the ladies actually, it's like a shepherd for their family. So now here, we have a term that is used, something that is not stable, like something like, it's like, what do you call this in Hebrew? Ra'ua, very nice. What is Ra'ua means? Ra'ua. Ra'ua means shaking. Taqlaq. Taqlaq. That is not stable. So here he says, "Va'ahavta le'ra'acha kamocha." That means you have to love somebody that is taqlaq. Yeah. That means sometimes he smiles at you. Sometimes he doesn't. Sometimes he says shalom. Sometimes he doesn't shalom. Sometimes he shows up. Sometimes he
doesn't
show up. So now the Torah says you have to love somebody that is not
so perfect.
Somebody that is not
stable.
Somebody that is not
stable.
Somebody that is not
perfect.
We give up. Some solution, yes.
I just explained to you. Ra'uwa. What does Ra'uwa mean? Somebody that you cannot rely on. That's what you need to love.
Wow.
Yeah. Somebody that is reliable, what's the big deal to love? It's easy. He comes always on time. He always says good morning. He leaves when he says good, you know, he says shalom when he leaves. You know, he always in touch. Yeah. But here he says, no, that's not a big deal. You have to love somebody that is not?
Reliable.
Is not?
Reliable.
So now Rabbi Akiva says, this is Klal Gadol Batorah. This is the Klal Gadol Batorah. So now here, there's a connection. He says, Yisa Hashem Panah Belecha Yichuneka. If you want that Hashem will hold his anger and then delete it, you have to learn V'yasem Lecha Shalom. You have to keep, search and chase after people that did not, that they not, reliable. Ra'uwa.
Instead of complaining and pick on them, you gotta love them.
Exactly. Even though that they're not
reliable.
Lovable. No, maybe is they're not really the type that you wanna create the love. But those that it's so hard to love him. If you love him, then all the gezerot will be canceled. Hashem is like, to always love the Ra'uwa. And it's going to be a short, so that to avoid us on the show. Koyla nishomote, halel ko haleluko, koyla nishomo nishomo sheli. Koyla nishomote, halel ko haleluko, koyla nishomo nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.